You're listening to the Winsight Podcast Network. Increase covers, not costs. It's time to level up with Talk, the restaurant industry's leading reservation platform. Join today using promo code RESTAURANTS3 for 3 months free off of your base subscription. Terms and conditions apply. Go to jointalk.com/podcast. That's jointalk.com/podcast.
Burger King is testing a new breakfast sandwich. Carl Bachmann will take over as CEO of BurgerFi in July. And soon you may spot more Uber Eats delivery robots wandering the sidewalk. Welcome to RB Daily, a quick look at the industry's top stories from the editors of Restaurant Business. I'm Joe Guskowski, Senior Editor at RB.
And I'm RB Associate Editor Reyna Estrada. Burger King is testing a new breakfast sandwich in Kansas City and the Orlando area. The Smoky Maple Chicken Biscuit layers breaded white meat chicken with a smoky maple glaze on a warm buttermilk biscuit. It launches Monday and will run through August 31st. BK is focusing on chicken lately when it comes to menu innovation. Spicy Chicken Fries debuted in March, and the chain introduced a new line of BK Royal Crispy Chicken Sandwiches last year.
BurgerFi has tapped a former Smashburger president to be its new CEO. Carl Bachmann, Smashburger's president, will take over as CEO of the Florida-based BurgerFi in July. Bachmann will take over for Ian Baines, who is set to retire next month. BurgerFi said Bachmann helped lead Smashburger to double-digit increases in same-store sales through a plan that includes more digital business and a new real estate strategy. BurgerFi owns its flagship fast casual burger chain, which operates more than 100 locations, along with the 60-unit Anthony's coal-fired pizza.
More Uber Eats delivery robots will soon be hitting the sidewalks. The company is expanding its partnership with Serb Robotics to bring their autonomous rovers to new markets, including San Jose, Dallas, and Vancouver. The expansion follows a successful pilot in LA that began a year ago. Serb said its robots can help reduce traffic and pollution and make delivery more efficient.
French chef Danielle Boulud was an integral part of the wave of French restaurants in New York City that helped pave the way for contemporary fine dining. His restaurant Danielle celebrated its 30th anniversary in May, and in an interview, Boulud lists some of the many prominent chefs that have passed through one of his kitchens. Meanwhile, Boulud's Dinex group continues to grow, with plans to open next year for the first time in Los Angeles. In New York, Boulud recently opened the new Blue Box Cafe at the newly renovated Tiffany's flagship. It's an all-day cafe, but of course, it serves breakfast.
The CEO of the fast casual pizza chain Oath Pizza is being accused of selling the company over objections to himself. James Alpe, who invested $250,000 in the company in 2021, is accusing Andrew Kellogg of buying the company for $10,000, plus payments over 10 years, despite receiving at least one $1 million offer since November, when the struggling 30-unit chain put itself up for sale. Alpe said Kellogg dismissed the company's financial advisor and approved the sale of only assets to a company he controls, leaving all of its liabilities behind.
And that should do it for today's episode of RB Daily. Tune in every weekday on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Joe Guskowski.
And I'm Reyna Estrada. Have a great day.
Increase covers, not costs. It's time to level up with Talk, the restaurant industry's leading reservation platform. Join today using promo code RESTAURANTS3 for 3 months free off of your base subscription. Terms and conditions apply. Go to jointalk.com/podcast. That's jointalk.com/podcast.